This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and growing tensions between the U.S., Ukraine, and European leaders after President Trump falsely claimed Ukraine is to blame for Russia's invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky today meeting with U.S., Ukraine, Russian envoy, retired U.S. General Keith Kellogg in Kyiv. ABC's Luis Martinez says the talks come 2 days after a U.S. delegation met with Russian officials on ending the war.
Earlier this week, we saw those talks develop in Saudi Arabia between the United States and Russia, the first contact in over 3 years. And I think what the Ukrainians are looking for is a commitment from the United States that they will have a seat at the table eventually. That's been the main criticism.
A final confirmation vote scheduled this afternoon for the controversial nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI. Senator Susan Collins already signaling she will be a no vote. A winter storm dumping up to a foot of snow in parts of Virginia and the majority of states continue to be gripped by an Arctic blast. Kansas City, Missouri dipping to minus 24 degrees. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The WIAA updates its eligibility policy. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students assigned male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. Whoever wins the La Crosse mayor's race this spring will make a bit of history. Going back to 1856, all 43 previous mayors have been white men. The two candidates on the ballot this spring would represent a diverse change. If voters pick community organizer Shondell Washington Spivey, he would be the first black mayor of the city. If City Council President Chris Kahlo wins, she'd be the first woman to be La Crosse mayor. The other two candidates in Tuesday's primary were also women. The spring election is on April 1st. On Monday, the city's Aviation Commission met to discuss adding flight options to the La Crosse Regional Airport. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved a resolution to contribute to the airport's plans to add a second airline. The Revenue Guarantee Fund is expected to be about $1.5 million. A warm-up is on the way. Temperatures today will reach 20 degrees in some places in the Cooley region. After dipping below zero tonight, we'll be back to the 20s for the next couple of days and likely go above freezing by Sunday, when temperatures will be around 40 degrees. Going into early next week, temperatures will continue to rise into the mid-40s and even low 50s in some spots. Despite the shift in temperatures, there isn't much of a chance of precipitation in the next few days. We'll have more details at our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA after testing positive for a non-approved painkiller. Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo talking for the first time since suffering that calf muscle injury.
I feel a little bit of the discomfort on my calf. I've said this year I want to be smart. One of my goals is to be available for the playoffs. Obviously, we are 30 games away. It's a long time. But at the end of the day, like, my main focus is to take care of my body, be smart.
Both Giannis and Damian Lillard participating in practice yesterday.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, Sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from Hayward, Wisconsin in the 51st American Birkebeiner Ski Race. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. It is Thursday, the 20th of February. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is a fantastic day to be at the America Birkebeiner. Welcoming everybody to hour number two of the big program. 7 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And Mr. Zommers, things are starting to heat up here. And it's for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, you can see the video of this. If you look closely, just over my right shoulder here, you can see some of these young people, these junior Birkebeiner skiers, getting close to the finish line. If you listen, you can hear the cowbells in the background. That's also one of the trademarks here, the Birkebeiner, to cheer on these racers to ring those cowbells. And it is just fantastic to see these families, these friends here cheering on these young people at the finish line. So cool, Mr. Zommers.
Absolutely. It's cool to see it here. I imagine even better in person. And cowbells also make a great souvenir. I know Todd has one.
Yeah, I have one of my dad. I was going to bring it, of course. I have like a goofball. I forgot to bring mine. But can you hear the cowbell a little bit in the background there?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just so cool that the entire atmosphere up here. Welcome, everyone, into hour number two. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are going to hear from some of our, or at least one of our great sponsors here, our key sponsor for this coverage today and throughout the week here on Civic Media, Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. Just do a great job. They have as Big G, our colleague here from up north, was telling us in the first hour, they have an 18-hole golf course, of course, during the nicer months, the non-snow months of the year. They also have just a great recreation area there. The bar and grill is a fantastic place, and just a stone's throw from the casino as well up here. So Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. We thank you for your key sponsorship here of today's events. Also sponsoring Coop's Pizza, Lori's Card and Gifts, Pine Point Realty, and the Lakewood Cafe. We thank all of you for making today's broadcast here at the Birkebeiner possible. And join us as well on Saturday as our colleagues Big G and Gray here from WBZH, the Buzz of the North in Hayward, and also the sister station Muskie 101.1 FM. Going to be broadcasting all day Saturday from both the start of the key American Birkebeiner sponsored by Slumberland in Cable all the way down through here and finishing right behind me, right on this main street. This is where it all ends and things get really, really exciting literally on Main Street in downtown Hayward. What they do is they bring in snow, and they lay down a layer of snow, and they groom it and everything right on Main Street. So they close down Main Street and actually build a bridge over over the one of the cross highways here in town, and the skiers go over this bridge on their way down to the finish line. It is so exciting. It's so cool to see. If you've never been here before, you still have time. It's a great opportunity to come up just for the day. Maybe if you can still find a hotel in the area, stay overnight and enjoy this. It's not just the ski race. Downtown Hayward here on Main Street, I wish we had smell-o-vision, because I'm about a half a block off the main drag here. You can see behind me, and that's Main Street. I can smell the candy making, the fudge making, the burgers being grilled. It's just that the food is overwhelming. It's like smell-o-vision around here, and it's just a great atmosphere for a lot of fun and fantastic excitement as well. People from that all over the United States, but all over the world as well. It's just a good time, a great time had by all. So we're going to talk more, a little bit more about the Birkenbeiner here as we go along. As we said, some of our fine sponsors are going to stop by, tell us why they've decided to invest in this, what this means to them, how much business it brings in, and when you come up to beautiful Hayward, or if you're in the area to stop by, what you can expect. So great to be here, Mr. Zommers. One of these years we'll get you up here as well, and we'll have somebody else run the board, because I think you'd enjoy it. If you've never been, it's really great.
Yeah, I've never been to Hayward, never been to the Berkey, obviously, since I've never been to Hayward. But it does sound like a really good time, and I love going into local businesses and restaurants and just seeing what small town Wisconsin. Not that that's the smallest town, but small enough. It just seeing what the downtown looks like at all these different places. It's all so charming. I hate to use that, like words that make it seem quaint and tiny, but it is charming.
It is. I think it's just, again, it's a refresher for me just being here less than 24 hours. It's just, you know, to remember that people are going about their lives, having fun, getting along, that yes, the news of the day is important, and those things do matter, but it's okay to take a couple of days off of the hard news and just enjoy life, because that's what we got to do to stay sane. So, you know, get up here if you can, folks. It's just so much fun. All right, it's time. It is 12 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. We might be at the Birkenbeiner, but once again, it's time for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for a Birkenbeiner edition of What's Worse. Nothing to give away in this case, nothing, no prize money involved, but your chance to have your voice heard all across statewide radio. 11 stations in total are our news, sports, and talk network, including right here, WBZH and the Buzz of the North in Hayward, Wisconsin. No better way to get your message out and to let people know what you're trying to sell, your message, than to advertise right here on Civic Media's statewide network, the largest privately owned statewide network and radio in the state of Wisconsin. Give us a call or check on it at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, how you can be a sponsor like our great folks bringing you this coverage of the Birkenbeiner today. All right, Mr. Zommers, as Mike Lucas says, timely. Timely indeed. We are here. Lots of skiing, winter sports going on. And so our folks have given us this. What's worse for today? What's worse? Downhill skiing or snowboarding? Downhill skiing or snowboarding? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Simply download it. Go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo there. Click on that, and away you go. We are on the first 11 stations, and text us on any one of those. What's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding? Downhill skiing or snowboard? Zommers, have you done both?
I've done neither. How about you?
Neither. All right. Pardon?
How about you?
It's a long story. I'll shorten it up. I did not go downhill skiing until college. And I learned from my buddy, who is originally from El Salvador, and his first host family his host's mom was a downhill ski instructor. So he learned how to ski from her, and then I learned how to downhill ski as a native Wisconsinite from a guy who grew up in El Salvador.
That is an interesting train of teaching.
But it was a lot. I really, really enjoyed it. It's been, I bet you, it's been fully 20 years since I've been on a pair of downhill skis. But when I was doing it regularly, it was just a lot of fun. I've never attempted snowboarding.
I guess I kind of attempted snowboarding.
I don't think I'm coordinated enough.
When I was in Boy Scouts and we were sledding a lot, when we did winter campouts, there was this big hill that was maybe like probably almost 100 feet. And then not vertically, but just a long, long hill, maybe more than that. But then like a 2-foot drop onto a frozen lake at the bottom.
Whoa.
I don't know why they let us do that, but we did it. A couple people would bring snowboards sometimes, and if you ask nicely enough, they might let you use it. And so I tried, and I was like, wow, this is it's a weird sensation having your legs affixed to each other. I know it makes sense. You look at a snowboard, you see it, you're like, okay, my legs are going to be strapped in. It's a whole other thing to feel it. It's just weird. Right. And I fell over within like 4 feet, and I was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to happen. You can have your snowboard
back.
Not
your thing. Yeah, both my godsons, they've done both downhill and snowboarding, and so they love it. They do both. But I think for some people, just what you said, they're big downhill skiers, but they're not into snowboarding at all. And then there are other people, usually younger but not always, who are big snowboarders, and they don't want to have anything to do with downhill skiing because they like the tricks and all that of snowboarding because it's closer to skateboarding. So the question is, what's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding? Downhill skiing or snowboarding? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back to WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler back on the line. Whistler, appreciate you calling in. What's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding?
I'd have to say downhill skiing. I've only done it once back when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and broke my ankle.
Oh, jeez. I've
never been snowboarding.
So but, what? You were a one-and-done downhill skier then.
70-some years later.
Right?
I would have done it if I hadn't. If I didn't know how to control, and I went out the road or say, oh, this is before the Wintergreen was built.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's
a little downhill course by Arena.
Yeah. Yep, I've been there. It's a beautiful,
long time ago.
It's closed now, but that's actually where I learned how to ski at Wintergreen, if you want to know the truth, yeah.
Yeah, well, I
great
helped
place.
Build Wintergreen.
Wow, really?
I helped that's... build that and the golf course, yeah.
It's a beautiful, it's
Spring
just outside of Spring Green. Okay, well, there you go. Well, it's just outside of Spring Green, not too far from Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin, and sits up on top of a hill.
That's
beautiful complex. Was one of the premier golf ski hills, actually, in America for a long time. So appreciate it, Whistler. Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in. What's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Take more of your phone calls on the other side. And we also have more of our sponsors stopping by to talk more about the American Birkebeiner here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live on location. You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
She signed up for the Berkey. She'd been telling me all year long. Poles and boots and kick wax. The list goes on and on. Over 50K is skiing. That's why she's got to train so hard. The course is lined with cheering fans while she's out there going strong. One, here comes K2, K3, K4. Gliding down the hills, gonna want to ski some more. Double pulling through the woods, now the pedals to the floor. Higher, higher, good lord. Someone pull me up a Tattersall shot ski. Everybody knows a prince has got a history. There's a party downtown on Main Street. Everybody's got a fever for the Berkey.
Welcome back to the 51st Annual America Berkheimer in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Now, that is fantastic, Zommers. Tell us what this is that you've dialed up.
I mean, it's a Berkey song by Shabooski.
Shabooski, not Shaboozy and the Tipsy, the big song of the year, but Shabooski.
It does still have the Z in there. So it's
right.
So it's Shabooski, basically.
That is a great parody song. That is,
it is.
That
it is.
I love that. That is really, really good. Because that's one of my favorite. The real song, Tipsy, is. I love that song anyway. But that's a great takeoff on that. That is just. I love it. Love everything about it. Welcome back to Hayward, Wisconsin. We are downtown here on an absolutely picture perfect day. Not a cloud in the sky. Blue skies here. It's warm enough. I think last checked it was in the teens right now. Looking for a high near 21 degrees or so, which is perfect because it's cold enough to keep everything frozen, the snow, but you're not, you know, freezing your tail off. Not a lot of wind right now. Perfect day just to bundle up, come outside, and enjoy if you're in northern Wisconsin or in the area. You can see over my right shoulder right now some of the junior Berkey finishers right now finishing on Main Street right here in downtown Hayward right now. The junior division going on here throughout the afternoon. The junior relays are going to start here in the Berkey a little while as well. So lots of activity, of course, all kinds of food, great events going on, a place for kids to hang out as well just across the street. We are outside of our great station, our studios, right downtown here in Hayward, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, 910 AM and 96.9 FM. And if you want even more coverage of the Berkheimer, you can join us on Saturday as our colleagues, Big G and Gray, are going to be broadcasting on our sister music station here in Hayward. It's Muskie 101.1 FM. Muskie 101.1 FM. Gray and Big G are going to be broadcasting all day on Saturday from cable and here in Hayward. So you can listen to it. You can also listen on the Civic Media app if you're not here in the Hayward area. We're right in the middle of what's worse. Still a couple of minutes left. What's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding? downhill skiing or snowboarding. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And Rick in Waukesha via WAUK is on the line. Rick, thanks for calling in. What's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding?
Well, I grew up on the ice skates on the ice pond, so I sort of figured out a lot of different things. Anything with your legs is like dancing. You know, okay. I had three different kinds of skates, and you had to learn to style each way. So it's kind of like learning how to dance, but I went down on an ice board, but, you know, I didn't go far down a hill.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, You have to, like, just go through it once. Like, I can explain it, like, with figure skates, we used to go out on clean ice that was never touched.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd write letters on the ice. And that was really nice to have, you know, because you would literally have to work to write with your legs and feet to scratch the ice.
I can only imagine the skill that took.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's a goal. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
It's a goal, so you can do it simply or you can get really good at it. You know, as you work at it.
That's so cool, Rick. Thanks for calling in. I really, really appreciate it. That's something you don't see a lot anymore, is riding on the ice like that. But that's so cool. Thanks, Rick, in Waukesha. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Downhill skiing or snowboarding? What's worse, Mr. Zomers? I know we have some comments on the text line, YouTube and Facebook as well.
Yeah, we had one of our listeners in WAUK who texted in both, because I can't do either.
All right, fair enough.
And Matt in Middleton says, snowboarding is worse because your feet are stuck to the board and getting up is a pain. And
see, I would think that's absolutely true.
If you start going too fast, good luck. Right. Which, right, you know, as somebody who, as I said before, tried to snowboard and fell down at about 4 feet, getting up was a pain with your feet stuck together like that. Also, our own Chris Casper here in Madison says that both are awesome, but if I had to pick one to be worse, it would be snowboarding.
All right, fair enough. I trust Casper. I'll go along with that. I think I would probably agree with him. Off of YouTube, Linda watching on Facebook actually saying snowboarding is worse. All right, very good. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call. PJ watching this via the stream on YouTube says, I have done both. I have two snowboards. Skiing is harder, in my opinion. Now, that is very, very interesting, PJ, because as a guy who's only done downhill skiing, I would say the opposite. So really interesting that you've done both. Tony watching on YouTube saying, exactly, Aaron, that's why skiing is way better. All right, our own Tony Zimmerman checking in. And I try. By the way, why isn't Tony here? He's just up the road in Ashland. All right, I know it's not just up the road, but we're kind of in your neighborhood, Tony. As they say on Price is Right, come on down. We'd love to see you. We're going to be here tomorrow as well. We're going to move the broadcast inside into our studios inside here in Hayward, WBZH, simply because there are no races here in downtown Hayward tomorrow. So we'll be going inside tomorrow. But more to tomorrow, Brady Ewing's going to be on the broadcast, and Peter Rapine with a week in review. And, of course, what's worse, and we'll have more from the Birkenbeiner here, local folks as well. So join us tomorrow again from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner. Anything else, Somers, before we go to break here? Are we set to go?
Victoria from Black Earth, who is a ski instructor, called in. And we'd love to take your call, but we don't have them. Do you want to take it on the other side, or otherwise I can summarize
it? Sure, we'll take it on the other side quick. Yeah. This is fantastic to have a ski instructor. See, this is exactly what we're looking for. All right, stay tuned, everybody. Take a quick news, local news break, sports and weather. Come on back, and we'll have more from the 51st America Birkenbeiner in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. We're live on location. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The first bills of the legislative session have passed the Assembly. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the State Assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a two-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. Another Wisconsin place of higher education is set to close. Northland College will cease operations this spring, joining a growing list of colleges and universities that have closed in the state. Northland, which is in Ashland, is the third private school to close in the state since 2020, joining Cardinal Stritch and Holy Family College. 5 2-year UW schools have also closed or are set to close as well. Financial issues and declining enrollment are cited as the reasons for all of the closures. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said there were no major issues with Tuesday's primary across the state. The spring primary tends to have lower voter turnout, resulting in quick turnaround times in reporting vote totals and fewer issues at the polls. La Crosse County reported a 13.46% voter turnout, which was much higher in the city of La Crosse, where there were primaries for mayor, school board, and city council District 7. Some city wards reported turnouts of over 30% on Tuesday. An embattled La Crosse bar was the subject of last night's Judiciary and Administration Committee meeting. Latino Bar and Grill was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he's never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago, and they have issued warnings to the bar twice. Coudron testified in favor of revoking the bar's liquor license. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how, let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabe from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Oh,
Welcome back to downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner Ski Race. We are live on location. Todd Allball here, along with all of our great folks from the local station here, WBZH. Big G is here helping us out as well. We're going to have some special guests join us in just a minute. But first of all, I want to put a quick cap on our what's worse for today, asking the pertinent question, what's worse, downhill skiing or snowboarding? And Mr. Zomer, I understand we have Victoria from Black Earth, who is an actual ski instructor, on the line. So, Victoria, thanks for calling in and listening. Welcome to the show. Tell us, Victoria, maybe, I guess, if you have an opinion, what's worse, but which is more difficult, downhill skiing or snowboarding?
Well, it depends on if you skateboard or if you are a rollerblader. That's a good determination. If you're good on a skateboard, you're probably going to be decent on a snowboard. If you ice skate, if you rollerblade, you're going to be better on a pair of skis. Now, they're both pretty challenging. In my opinion, you're more likely to hurt yourself on a snowboard than on skis.
Okay. Now, is that because both your feet are kind of locked into the snowboard?
Yes, it's a lot easier to catch a toe edge, catch a tail edge, and end up on your face or on your butt.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Do you teach both of them, or?
I used to teach snowboarding. I no longer teach snowboarding, but I have been an instructor at Snow River Mountain Resort for over 20 years.
Really?
And
okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's a fun job.
Well, that's great.
If you can make a living at it, you're doing well.
Right, you're
Anyone
doing what you love.
Yes, sir. Love the snow.
Well, that's fantastic.
Always,
we appreciate
love the snow.
Well, yeah, it is great. I mean, to be up here at Hayward, being outside, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think too often we think, well, we're locked in once it starts snowing and getting cold. But if we embrace it as the Wisconsinites we are, I think we'll all find that outdoor activities are as fun as summer activities. It's just a matter of having the right clothing on, right?
Absolutely. And so it seems like the consensus we've gotten from the listeners is that snowboarding is worse. But what do you think, Todd, real quick?
I would say that snowboarding, I like both of them. I've never really done the snowboarding. I wouldn't judge too much on it, but only because I've done downhill skiing and I've never done snowboarding. That's why I would say that, snowboarding is worse. But that's just my opinion. And you?
I think I'm going to agree because my balance is not great. And it's even worse when my feet are attached to each other. So I'm going to have to say snowboarding is worse as well.
All right, very good. That wraps up another edition of What's Worse Today, live from Hayward, Wisconsin, a Birkebeiner edition. And so we thank everybody for calling in and playing along. Always a good time had by all. We are downtown here at Hayward, Wisconsin, on an absolutely picture-perfect day. Appreciate everybody joining us all across the state of Wisconsin and on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and across the Civic Media Radio Network. All 11 stations right now. We are here at our home station outside of WBZH, the Buzz of the North, AM 910 and FM 96.9. And again, you can hear more coverage on Saturday with Big G and Gray on our sister station, Muskie 101.1 FM, right here in Hayward as well. Right now, we are joined by our key sponsor for all of our broadcasts this year. These broadcasts do not happen just by magic. We have to have someone who's willing to support this and make this happen, and our partners in this. We cannot be more happy, more proud, and more thankful that our keynote sponsor this week for all of our activities here at the American Birkebeiner, Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane here in the Hayward area. And joining us now here in our broadcast booth, i.e. the bed of Todd's truck, is Joe Morey from Big Fish here in Hayward. Joe, thank you so much for being our key sponsor. Welcome to the broadcast.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, one second. Todd's got to turn your mic on, otherwise it doesn't work too well, as it turns out. All right, try it again. Go ahead.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Todd. I also want to introduce Miranda. She's our events coordinator at Big Fish Golf and Event Center.
Well, Miranda, welcome to you. Thank you for being here. You guys will hold the mic right up by your mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I'll turn up your mic a little bit. So, Joe, tell us what your role is at Big Fish, and Miranda and you as well.
I'm the new general manager out at the course. Been there for about 2.5 months. And that's about it. Just I'm just running the restaurant and the bar, and the golf will be starting soon. We're excited about that. We've been setting up a lot of events out there. Miranda's a big part of that, and that's why I brought her along today. We got a lot of things going on this weekend, so.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I, another life, was a general manager for a sports bar, and it's one of those things that it's a heck of a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. It's long hours, but one of my favorite things was when we would have hosts, when people would have their draft parties for fantasy football, or sometimes that we'd host UFC fights on our TVs, and people would come, and it's a time for friends and family just to enjoy themselves. And I think one of the most rewarding things for me was to see people come and have fun. Has to be the same thing for all of you folks at Big Fish.
Yeah, big time. That's what, like, we just had we do charity poker on Wednesday nights for the and raise funds for the Hayward Sports Center. And so we had a good tournament last night, and that was a lot of fun, you know. Tonight we have bingo.
Nice.
When we raise money for the Hayward Senior Center, and that's at 6 p.m. tonight. Everybody's welcome to come on out and play and help us raise funds for a great cause. And we alternate. So every week on Thursday nights, we have bingo.
Okay.
And we next Thursday, we have bingo for the Reserve Senior Center out on the reservation.
Okay.
So they alternate. And 1 week will be for Hayward, the next week's for Reserve.
And also, our event center is, like, perfect for other things besides bingo. We can do weddings, birthday parties, graduations, everything. And we also cater those events as well. So
that's awesome.
Anything you guys would like. And we're down to help you guys with whatever you need to make sure your event's going great.
And Miranda, how long have you been there? What's your role there at Big Fish?
This is my third year at the Big Fish Golf Course. And now I take care of the events and oversee that they get done properly and everything is as it should be and things go smoothly and everybody has their own special day and special time there.
Yeah. Miranda's also a bar manager. She's a bartender, so you'll see her smiling face when you come in and order some food and have a drink and hang out. So she's always there.
Well, I think we were talking about we're doing a lot of winter stuff on the show today. We were talking to somebody who it's no longer in business, but a big ski area down in southwest Wisconsin, Wintergreen. My sister actually had a wedding reception there, and I think when you talk, Miranda, about life events, whether it's a wedding reception, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's a retirement party, rather than us trying to, you know, put these things together, that just adds stress. It's a lot better to come to some place like Big Fish and let you guys handle it because you're the professionals.
Exactly, and you just want that time to enjoy it and be able to relax, and that's what we're there for, to make it stress-free, make sure everything goes as planned, you got everything on time. So,
and is there a certain size of event that you guys are kind of your specialty as far as a large group,
so
small group?
We can actually fit up to 150 to 200 guests in our event center. So it doesn't matter. We can do small or as big as you need. We can fit.
And that's with tables.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we don't have tables, we can fit even more.
Yeah, like we've done proms before and other dances. So we can fill that event center up pretty well.
Wow.
We've got a great new sound system in there. A stage set up. We've done a lot of improvements. We have some big screens all around the walls for sports playing. Like tonight, we'll have the hockey game on, USA nice. Canada. Yep, come on out and enjoy it. It's going to be a great time.
Should be awesome.
You bet.
the first one was got a little rough right away.
It was a lot of fun. I watched that. It was great.
It was a lot of fun. And hockey, I think in this part of the state, it's just something that's integral to our communities. You know, whether it's just informal ice hockey on a lake, or whether I know there's a big high school tournament here for the girls in Hayward tonight, or whether it's a national event on your screens out there at Big Fish. The hockey is just a part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a great town for hockey. It's always been. I grew up here, and it was a hockey town when I was a kid too. So,
we're talking to Joe and Miranda from Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. They are our keynote sponsor here for Civic Media's coverage of the Birkenbeiner, not just today and tomorrow. We'll continue our show here tomorrow at our studios, but also on Saturday as well, as Gray and Big G continue our coverage all day long on our sister station, Muskie 101.1 FM, here in Hayward as well.
One more thing. This weekend, we do have a lot of events scheduled for Berkey weekend. Friday night, tomorrow night, we have a trivia night.
Nice. So
come on out for that. And then
is it Berkey trivia?
We better throw that category in there. You bet.
You go up and check it out. We also have ladies night, 2-for-1 on Saturday. Yep. And then Love and Country on Sunday from 1 to 3.
Love and Country. Now explain this. What's Love and Country?
Love and Country is an old-time country band.
Oh, really? Okay.
They play live music, and they do old stuff, you know, from the 70s and Willie Nelson, Waylon, all that good stuff. So they bring a great turnout, great following. So we're looking forward to that one. And I'm sure a lot of our Hayward folks are looking forward to that one, too. Yeah. So, and everybody's welcome. You're here for the Berkey. Come on out.
Well, that's great. I know Big G was talking earlier. If people are like, well, you know, I kind of like sitting in my easy chair. You guys also do delivery. Is it a 10-mile radius?
Yes. Yes. We are actually the only food delivery service in Hayward, the only restaurant that does delivery. And we have pizza, burgers, wings. We have a full menu. So great food, too. Great burgers and great pizza.
I've heard that. I got to try to get out there before I go back down to Madison and check it out because I just think it's fantastic. So are you folks then directly associated with the casino as well? Do you work hand-in-hand with events or is it a separate entity?
Hand-in-hand. We got stay-and-play packages with the casino.
Okay.
But we're not the same.
Right.
We're neighbors.
Right. Friendly neighbors.
It works out great. But the tribe does own Big Fish. And
okay.
They do the casino. So it's great that the stay and play packages work out really well.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay over there in the summertime and get some great deals on golf, or you can come golf and get some great deals on hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So and stay in place. We give away a lot of stay in place through the summer for the casino too.
Well, I think you know, even though it's cold outside, we're enjoying the outdoor now. Big G and I were talking about reservations for next year's Berkey, but also I think now in February, probably not a bad idea if you want to plan whether it's a ladies getaway, a guys getaway, whatever it is. If you want to go into that stay and play and get a room, get your golf reservations in, do it now so you don't get locked out.
Oh, yeah, because we have a lot of surprises coming up this summer at the golf course. We have a lot of hospitality and customer service is going to be our number one priority this summer. What else?
Speaking on that, we've expanded our food services. One of the main things is now in our golf carts, our golfers are able to order from their carts and we'll bring the food out to you.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. Time out. You can order from on your phone?
Right on your, there'll be a pad on your cart.
On the golf cart.
You can order off a menu right there on the cart.
And you'll bring it out to us.
And we'll bring it out to you.
Yep.
Big G, are you in for this? All right, Big G, I'm coming back this summer.
And if you don't make it out to the golf course, we'll also have a food truck stationed here at the Fishing Hall of Fame here in town. So you can also check out
Big
our
Fish,
food there.
We just purchased a food truck. So Big Fish will have a food truck all summer, different events all over. And then also in front of the Hayward National Fishing Hall of Fame in that lot out there right on the corner. We'll be parked there all summer selling the same food that we have, our pizzas and stuff that we have at the course. We'll be promoting out there in town. So.
That is absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever heard of having to be able to order food in your cart and have it brought out to you. You make
modern technology now, these smart carts.
That's
amazing. See, I'm old enough, I tell people I'm an analog guy living in a digital world.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I'm just forced to learn nowadays.
But I've never heard of that. That's super cool.
We're excited about that.
I'm so impressed with that. And the fact that it seems like you folks understand hospitality, I think that's something that I don't want to say is lost, but sometimes overlooked. It's not just the quality of the food or the golf course. It's how you make people feel once they're there.
You'll show up this summer at Big Fish with a smile, and you'll leave with a smile, regardless of your scorecard.
I need that, because my scorecard won't be so good. Is there anything else that, about a minute here left in this segment, anything that we haven't talked about you want to make sure people know about Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill located at True North Lane?
Just that, you know, we do have a lot of events planned, not just this week. So next Saturday, we have a thing called Build Your Own Pizza.
Oh, nice.
It's on Saturday at 5 o'clock. You'll pay $25. It'll get you any type pizza. What it is our guys will be up there and they'll give you a crust and you'll go through the line with your family.
Nice.
Family event.
Uh-huh.
You'll decorate your pizza yourself.
Wow.
Everything you want on it. And then we'll go cook it to perfection for you.
Wow.
And then we're going to take pictures of the best. We're going to have voting and we're going to give away prizes for the best decorated pizzas.
Well, that's great.
And then we're going to invite the kids to compete in some closest
to the. Hold that thought one second.
I got
to hit a commercial break. We got Joe Miranda. We are live from the Burke and Binder here in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. We'll wrap things up live after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the 51st Annual American Birkenbeiner. We are live on location. It is a glorious day if you are in the area. Hey, even if you're listening to us in Waukesha, Madison, Richland Center, Green Bay, Eau Claire, wherever you're at around the state listening or watching us today, make plans to get in your vehicle and head on up to Hayward. You will not be sorry. This is just a fantastic event. You can hear the cowbells in the background. The Junior Berkey is going on right now, finishing up as people cheer on their junior skiers right now. We'll also have the relays a little bit later on this afternoon. Just a great event. Tomorrow, most of the activity is at Cable. We will be inside our studios tomorrow here in Hayward, continuing to bring you coverage on the American Birkenbeiner. And then coverage picks up on Saturday on our sister station, Muskie 101.1 FM, and with Gray and Big G with our coverage of Cable and Hayward all day long. You're not going to want to miss it. If you're not in the area and can't tune in Muskie 101 over the air, no worries. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or Apple device. It's free. Only takes a minute to download. And you scroll down till you see Muskie 101. You can listen to that coverage anywhere across the state of Wisconsin. Bringing us that coverage all week long, great people like Coop's Pizza, Lori's Car and Gifts, Pine Point Realty, Lakewood Cafe, and boy, our keynote sponsor, the people really making it happen, the great folks at Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located at True North Lane. We have the general manager, Joe, here from Big Fish as well, and also Miranda in charge of events. Thank you both for doing this. This coverage could not be possible without you, so thank you for doing this.
Yes, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's really our pleasure. Anything, just about 5 minutes left here. Just final thoughts on, again, if folks are in the area, A, do they need a reservation to come?
No, they don't. No,
just pop on out.
Pop on in. And also, all weekend long, we have $20 pizza, any size, any toppings.
16-inch.
Whoa.
Yeah, load it up. Anything you want. It's all $20.
$20.
All the way through Sunday.
As my middle school social studies teacher used to say, you can't beat it with a stick. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great deal.
I'll plug our phone number real quick.
Please do.
We're talking about pizza. Get the hungry for lunch right now, guys. So order up some pizza. 715-934-4770.
One more time.
715-934-4770. We are the only delivery within the Hayward LCO area. We're here to serve all the Berkey folks. We'll get the deliveries right out to you. So we are also open for dining and takeout.
All right. So if you're listening to us on WBZH here in Hayward, give them a call and get that pizza going. $20 all weekend long here for the Birkenbeiner. They also deliver within a 10-mile radius. And if you're not in the area and you can't make it up this weekend, make plans to come on their beautiful 18-hole golf course. And the big news for me today is this summer you can actually order your food while on the golf course from your cart, and they'll bring it out to you. This is
truly amazing, isn't it?
This is earth-shattering to me. Anything else about the golfing experience? Anything else that you want people to know about all the great activities, be it golf, food, or whatever, at Big Fish Golf, a diehard sports bar?
We're just looking forward to having a great summer out there. Like I said, we got a lot of great events planned. we're in a negotiation. We got a date already plugged in to have a hairball concert out there on Friday, June 6th. So that announcement will be coming out really soon. And the golf course is in great shape. Last year was our best year. This year will even be better. So we're looking forward to having you out.
Well, I'm going to be there. Big G and I are going to be there. We're going to order some food. We're going to have some golf. And most of all, like everybody who comes out to Big Fish, just have a heck of a great time.
Yes, you won't be disappointed. Stop on out and check us out for bingo tonight.
Bingo tonight. What time does that start, Miranda?
6 o'clock, correct?
All right. 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yeah. All right, so come on. Watch a little skiing. Get the outdoor activities
warm
done.
Up and eat
then
some good
bingo,
food
and hockey, and a drink.
The hockey game is on our big screens.
Absolutely. Got to make sure that's on.
Yeah, it sounds great. Any final thoughts from either one of you, Joe and Miranda?
Well, I just appreciate you guys having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. It really is, because these things don't just magically happen. We are so honored and appreciative to have you as our keynote sponsor for all of our coverage of this year's American Birkenbeiner. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. That is Joe and Miranda, again, from Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane. We thank them for their sponsorship and everything that they have done to make this Birkenbeiner work. Thank you both so very much. And also thanks to Big G for being the best, the absolute best, not only co-host, but just a great guy. Big G, we appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Pleasure being on the show. And, place to be this weekend, downtown Hayward, Big Berkey weekend at Big Fish Golf Club there. So free to play trivia Friday night.
Wait a minute. Big Fish, Big G. Have you, is this all about you at the end of the day, Big G?
I don't know. That name actually, I can tell you, Todd, I'm not going to tell you the story, but the name actually originated on the golf course. So.
Did it really? I love it. All right, there you go. All right, are we going golfing this summer?
You betcha.
All right, we'll order some food. All right, very, very good. Appreciate it. We got to get our quick Bucky Badger in from our friend Kelly Call. He's traveled all the way from Los Angeles here to a beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Bucky loves it up here at the Birkenbeiner, and all of you will as well. Thanks to Aaron Sommers back at the studio. Thanks to our engineers. Thanks to Big G, all the great people here at WBZH, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next, coming up here as well. So that's going to be a great show. Zomers, are you doing Maggie Dawn today or not?
No, not today.
All right, very good. So Zomers is just one show today. So God love him. That's fantastic. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow as well. We're going to be inside in our great studios with more coverage of the American Birkenbeiner. Also, Brady Ewing is on the show tomorrow talking about Badger basketball. Another big game this weekend as the Badgers try to keep on winning the Big Ten. And also going to have Peter Rapine from the E-Bombs World with a humorous look at the week in review. Get outside. Enjoy the day. Embrace winter. This is what makes Wisconsin great. From the American Birkenbeiner in Hayward, Wisconsin, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and enjoy the Birkenbeiner, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A final confirmation vote in the Senate moments ago for Kash Patel's nomination to lead the FBI. He, in a vote to 59-47.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Before the final tally, Democrats spoke on the Senate floor to oppose his confirmation. Senator Dick Durbin on why he voted against.
Let's be honest about what's going on here. There's an effort to have Soviet-style historical revision.
Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska also voted no. The IRS says it's begun laying off more than 6,000 new and newly promoted employees across the country. A source familiar with the planning told ABC News it's part of the broader campaign to shrink the federal workforce and could impact the tax filing season. And Kentucky's governor says the death toll has risen to 15 from this week's back-to-back storms and flooding. This is ABC News.